7:11 on Tuesday morning on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Time to check in with our good friends over at the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber. Sarah Spoonholtz is on the horn here this morning and happy to report that the plow has come down her street already. That is true, correct?
It is very true.
This is weird. The last time we had some snow, I live in a little subdivision in Lincoln Township, and we don't honestly expect to get plowed out right away. But the last time around, you know, it happened like on a Sunday night, and the plows were down by Sunday at noon. But this time around, we're like 2 days in and still haven't showed up. So I don't know what's going on. Our neighborhood just kind of soldiers together with an army of snowblowers. And between, it seems like we get most of the road cleared off on our own with our snowblowers. But anyway, did you get much last night? I got 4 or 5 inches in my house. Anything at much? Yeah, about that?
Yeah. By the time I got home last night, they had a little bit of an after work adventure for a birthday celebration. So by the time I got home last night, I was very impressed by the amount of snow that was still on the ground. And so my driveway plow guy is the one who just came through, not the snow plow from the road.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Just to clarify, if anyone's like, wait a second, I know where she lives. How did she get plowed first? The driveway guy came through. But yeah, it was like, I mean, thankfully it was fluffy, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very pretty. It was sparkling like diamonds, but yeah.
Yeah, when the sun comes up, it's going to be very pretty if the wind hasn't knocked it all off by then. Yeah, coming in this morning, the plow jockeys were out like a swarm of angry hornets. Man, they were everywhere with those yellow blinking lights going. It's like, so good for them. Some business for the plow jockeys here. So, hey, on the subject of business, that's kind of why you're here, just so that we remind ourselves that we're not here to talk about the weather, quite frankly.
But
you've got some new businesses or at least some ribbon cuttings coming up. What's going on there?
Yeah, so we're actually going to be, you know, somewhat return to almost a normalcy feeling. We have two ribbon cuttings this week. So the first one is tomorrow at Twin Cities Nursing and Rehab, formerly Hallmark Living in Benton Harbor. And that will be at 4:30. That will be broadcast live through the Chamber's Facebook page as well as through Twin City Nursing and Rehab's Facebook page, too. So they do and are encouraging people, if you are watching the Facebook Live, to participate. They're going to be doing some great little giveaways. Normally, they would do these in person, but obviously restrictions, especially also being a nursing and rehab facility, we have to be extra careful there. But they've got giveaways like a night stay at the Inn at Harbor Shores, dinner for two at Planks, wine from Lazy Ballerina. So if you are, you know, free and available, make sure that you join us. It should be a lot of fun tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. And then on Friday, we are going to be bundled up out on State Street in downtown St. Joe for the official ribbon cutting for State Street Meat. So that will happen at 10 o'clock on Friday morning. Again, if you are like, Sarah, it's supposed to be 21 on Friday. Trust me, I know. And you're like, I'm not going on person. Yeah, I know. You can watch that via our Facebook page as well. But we are, because we're doing it outside, we can have up to 25 people. So if you would like to attend that one, we just ask that you pre-register with me so I have an accurate headcount.
Very nice. I'm guessing that your radio training has come in pretty handy for these Facebook Lives, huh?
You know, I've been told that I do, even hosting, like, certain events are like, you know, you're really good at this. And I'm like, you know, I spent 16 years in radio. If I'm not really good at this, then we have a problem.
You were here for 16 years?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Years.
Yeah. Well, you started.
Didn't feel like it, did it?
Started when you were four, didn't you? Well, hey, that's good news. But with a couple of new ribbon cuttings, as you said, anything we can do to try to get back to some sense of normalcy. I actually felt a little bit of that to watching the Super Bowl on Sunday. Just kind of getting the feeling that we're you know, slowly but surely working our way back into what we used to remember as a normal way of life here. So, and that's State Street Meats thing. has really gotten some positive buzz on the social medias and the regular medias. And I know you've been there. It's a pretty special place, isn't it?
It is. It is. I'm really super excited about it just because it feels like, you know, that special market that is in the downtown area. And, you know, I love it. I am a sucker for the crab cakes at the Buck. I said it. I'll admit it. They are one of my weaknesses. And the fact that I can actually go in there and buy them now until restrictions are over 50% so Ken can reopen the Buck, I mean, that makes me really excited. But I mean, the basis of how he started it and why he started it is really ingenious, too. The staff from the Buck all employed over at State Street Meats, so they're getting steady income coming in as well. He's got nice. A business that is essential, and yeah, so it's very, very smart on Ken's part.
Yeah, we have heard many stories of people that have been very resourceful and to find ways to make it through this pandemic here, and he's certainly mm-hmm. on that list of resourceful people. By the way, is that going to be added to your business card, Sarah Spoonholtz, sucker for crab cakes?
I mean, maybe.
You know, with State Street Meats opening, and then with and I can't think of the name of it off top, but where the Cheese Lady's going to be headquarters over on Main Street come spring, with that addition, I mean, that's just adding a whole new level of vitality to the downtown area.
Yeah, so that's going to be a community tap, but the actual market is, oh my gosh, I'm totally blanking on the name of it. But yeah, that's going to be really exciting too when that is in. You know, I'm really looking forward to that one as well because I can actually stay parked at work. Well, I can stay parked at work and walk to Ken's as well, down to State Street Meats. But that one's even
that's
a little bit closer.
That's going to be a real nice visual invite along Main Street. I mean, the real picturesque part of town is certainly State Street there. But people driving by will see that with the garage doors up, with that open-air market feel, just driving by is going to be, I think, a very special visual invitation to stop in St. Joe.
Yeah, and if you haven't followed their progress on Facebook, it's very impressive what they have been able to do to transform this entire building. But yeah, I agree with you. It's definitely going to add a little something to that main drag right there, right next to 221. It's going to be gorgeous and beautiful, and yet another reason why we can be proud to be here in Southwest Michigan.
When you're cutting those ribbons tomorrow and Friday, will you be taking an acetylene torch in case the ribbon is frozen solid? You know, hey, speaking of that, this isn't a bit of an off ramp here, but a story from my childhood. I grew up in Cleveland, and we had a mayor at the time who did that. He cut a ribbon with an acetylene torch because it was for some new industrial thing. It might have been a steel plant for all I remember, but he was holding the torch wrong and he caught his hair on fire.
No.
Yeah, this was pre Michael Jackson era too.
Oh, No. So clearly, you have never experienced the Chambers ribbon cutting scissors because they are very sharp. They actually have drawn blood.
Seriously,
and somebody may or may not have accidentally cut about an inch off of their hair because they thought that they were not real. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. Nice. Do you have those sharpened down at State Street Meats while you're down there?
So far, we have not needed them to be sharpened, but I mean, that could be, you know, a good excuse while we're there just to be like, hey, can you take care of these for me?
Hey, looking ahead to next month when we expect to be above freezing finally. I don't know whether you heard that earlier this morning, but the extended forecast says we may not see above freezing temperatures for at least 2 weeks and maybe into March. So anyway, when that happens, come March 10th, you've got some big doings here as you've already announced your business recognition award nominees and the tickets and so on and so forth. What's the scoop on that?
Yeah, so obviously 2020 was, you know, a challenging year, but we felt the need to make sure that we were honoring and recognizing businesses. So we have adjusted our Organizational Business Excellence Awards. So we've got things like Economic Impact, Small Business of the Year, Nonprofit Excellence, because nonprofits were so key last year and, you know, providing essential resources for so many, as well as our Young Professional Rising Star Award, and of course the Pat Moody. So we're really excited about that. But in addition to, we're actually going to be doing some Pandemic Excellence Awards as well. And these ones are really honed in on the ones who made the biggest impact in terms of getting everyone safely through the COVID-19 pandemic last year. So it includes things like our Community Guardian Award, Community Hero, Excellence in Pandemic Reporting. I don't know if you guys know, but you're nominated for that.
What the?
Well, Moody is. Pat, MoodyOnTheMarket.com is. We've also got Pandemic Innovation and Excellence in Pandemic Lending, because, I mean, without the banks, too, without the financial institutions, yeah, the credit unions, and so forth, like, there would have been a lot more hurt that came across. So we're really excited to, you know, to nominate, to send out the nominations, to celebrate those businesses and to gather together virtually. I know there has been some confusion. So we will be streaming the event live from the Mendel Center main stage, but it will be 100% fully virtual. Okay.
And the nominees are all up on your website or Facebook page? Or
they are. They're all up on our website. Okay. It's a lot of them, so I didn't want to list them all off because I'm like, well, this will take us to 8 o'clock.
Well, yeah, right. One point of order on that. If you do happen to be the 2021 winner of the Pat Moody Award, make sure you understand that he comes and lives with you for the next year. So just want to make that clear.
You are not supposed to tell them that. That's a bonus surprise. They find out they know.
Please let me be the runner up. Please let me be the runner up. All right, Sarah. You have a great day if you so choose, and enjoy the cold and snow here for the next whatever it is, couple of months or something. And we'll catch up in a couple of weeks. Thanks for your insight and all you do for the community. We'll touch base in a little bit.
Sounds good. Stay warm and stay safe out there today.
Not to worry. All right, thank you.